The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And KRLA.
Hey, home station.
I almost did the old, right here on K. Anyway. Oh, man. The Gunslinger Network. We are now on in four different stations.
Four markets,
for those
baby.
Four different ones. We're on here in L.A., down in San Diego, Inland Empire, but they don't start for another hour.
Yeah, gotta wait on us.
In Phoenix. We are now on in Phoenix also. We're looking for Vegas. Problem is Salem doesn't have anything in Nevada, so that's going to be a tough market to crack. I don't
they
know how we're going to get that done.
They should have something in Nevada.
I couldn't
I'm
agree
sorry,
with
Nevada.
You more.
They're very pickly about that.
Nevada.
It's Nevada. You got to get up in the adenoid.
Is that what it is?
It's for you, Beaver and Company.
There you go. So that's that. You know, we're moving on. We're moving up, and we're doing great. The number one type show of its kind in the United States.
You better believe it,
and
baby.
I don't care what anybody says. It is to me, and that's all that matters.
And just in case San Bernardino IE doesn't get us yet, everyone knows that our streams are up right now on Rumble, Facebook Live, and on YouTube. Just search the Gunslinger Hour Radio Show or Gunslinger Auctions on any of them. You'll see our beautiful faces and hear these beautiful voices all at the same time.
And this is a live show, which means that you can call in. Please do. It makes our show. What's that number,
Dave? That's going to be 866-870-5752.
Now, one more time just for fun.
866-870-5752.
See, you said that one with a smile.
That
I like
pretty
it.
Good. It's and better. Don't forget, you can also play along on any of the streaming services which we participate. So if you'd like to go to Facebook Live or Rumble or YouTube Live, you will see our smiling visages.
Yes.
Whatever the hell that means.
I wash my visage.
Well, there's that. Oh, big news. Big
go.
News. Next week. Now, tonight, we are gonna have Rick. He's back, feeling better. But next week, okay, remember on New Year's Eve, these two knuckleheads couldn't show up.
Yeah.
So, I reached out and got the one, the only, Leon, the Motorman, to come in and do the Motorman Gunslinger Show.
Hey.
Well, guess what, folks? Next week, we're doing it again.
Guess
the Motor Slingers!
Yeah, there you go. The Motor Slingers Show. Leon's going to be in studio for all 2 hours. You're going to be able to call in. As I said before, absolutely ask him questions. But before you do, you better say how much you miss him and how much he means to you.
Show a little respect to a legend.
That's right. So,
come on, folks.
Yeah, don't just call in because your 82 Toyota Celica front
low
tire.
On wiper fluid.
Yeah. So don't do that. Call in. Say thank you for all the years that he helped everybody out, including me. And
right here.
Then you can ask him your question. Okay.
Yeah, side note, one more thing. Mm. Next Sunday is going to be also a very important holiday if you got a kiss of the Irish in you.
Hey.
You know what that is? It's St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
I'm a murder for a reason.
Yeah, there you go. Careful, boy. You'll be sued.
The shinin'.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Good times.
Yeah. Okay, so back to guns. Holy cow. Okay, so as of yesterday, we finished describing the catalog for May.
Already?
Yeah, already.
You got, like, what, an hour off?
We're woefully behind on pictures being taken because of the fact that we're so limited on space with so much stuff coming in
so
that
much.
We had to convert the photography bay to the shipping bay.
And then vice versa.
Yeah, but now that we're caught up with shipping, it's reverting back to being the...
Up until this next week when you have a couple more here.
Yeah, so, and then of course, we got Fredo, our photographer, and Fredo has this problem with showing up on time.
He's a busy man.
Not that you're being called out, Fredo.
Oh, you know, he's only 22 years old. I get it. But there's no excuse for being late to a job that starts at 10 in the morning. I don't care.
I don't care when you wake up.
Thank you.
Is it because you change locations on a regular basis, perhaps?
Yeah. No.
I tried to help.
It's
10 in the morning. Seriously.
It's the gen. What can you say? Yeah. They just, you know, the last time he was late. Well, actually, the second last, because this was the other day. The last time he was late.
There are many of these.
I told him, give me your dad's number, because his dad is our age and runs his own business
like this.
And I asked him, I asked Fredo one time, what would your dad do to you if you were late this often? And he just went, oh. And he looked down, didn't answer. So I told him the last time he was late, I said, give me your dad's number, because I'm going to start calling him every time you're late.
I'm going to tell your daddy.
Little breakfast massage there.
Yeah, absolutely. But this time he showed up. Now, for those of you that don't know, 590 AM is our sister station here on Salem. And our good friend Rick from the CRPA, every Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m., has his own show over there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, Rick being Rick, he had a guest all lined up for this week. And last second, the guest bailed out. So guess who got a phone call?
Who's the special guest this week?
That was me.
That's both ways.
I had almost 10 minutes to, you know, to get prepared, and they do it differently there. They pre-record, and it was over Zoom, which, you know, those of you that follow the show know I am not a computer guy.
You're a whiz.
No, I take a whiz on a computer, thank you. My computer still blinks 12 p.m. in the upper right-hand corner like your old VCR, yeah. And so I get there early to do other stuff, and it's like, oh, well, I guess so. I had, you ready for this? Now, keep in mind, folks, this is me we're talking about, okay? I downloaded Zoom, which I didn't even know what the hell it was, but I managed to get her done, and I got on with Rick. I could not believe I did it. All, thank you. I mean, all by
you have Zoom.
All by myself. Yeah, the Zoomies.
That's going on the resume, baby.
So, yeah, I can Zoom.
You've Zoomed.
I did. I Zoomed.
Doom and
so,
Zoom.
So I managed to get that done, and we had a fun show. It was interesting hearing Rick be me.
Do you.
Oh, yeah, wow. And I got to be Rick, except, you know, I was a little bit more subdued, because, you know, it's his show, and I don't want to step on
shoe
toes.
Shoe meet so. The other foot.
Yeah, well, because he told me the first segment is pretty much like his segment on here, where he talks about updates and stuff, and I don't mm-hmm. want to interrupt in there.
No.
And then we talked about the shop. Now, one thing that he did get me out of this, and this is really cool, do you know this guy? It's Gun Guy TV on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess the guy's got millions of followers. He is a friend of Rick's, and he is going to come in to Gunslingers in Orange, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, and do a whole...
Do a PA?
Yeah, a whole show from Gunslingers in Orange.
Awesome.
That's excellent.
Yeah,
that's
so that'll be fun. Yeah, so we're going to do that. I've got so many things hanging on the wall, guys. It's unbelievable. People are contacting me to do so many things. I just got asked to do a charity auction for some very famous people.
That's not just a courtesy. You're actually an auctioneer. You can really pull this
well,
off.
Well, I am a colonel, because that's the honorary title you get as an auctioneer. And speaking of honorary titles, let's get to Richard at the airport. Richard, how was that for a segue?
That's right? So well.
Pretty slick.
Richard, how are you?
Good evening, you daylight savings gunslinger.
Oh, hey. Don't you feel? I mean, I woke up today and I was all screwed up because of the hour lost, and I still felt better about it.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm tired from this morning's.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, Richard, what can we do for you?
Well, one thing, I went to bed early and I just slept in. I didn't even notice anything.
Ah, there you go.
Lucky man.
But anyway, yeah, I got a question. You know, we save the cartridges from 38s and 45s and reload them.
Mm-hmm.
But 22 cartridges, are they worth anything at all?
No.
Scrap, maybe the scrap brass.
Yeah, if you get like maybe
a million of them.
Yeah, at least I was going to say 6-7 million. You could probably fit those squished down into an ammo can, and you could get maybe 50 cents for it, I guess. I don't know. Okay. You can't reload them because of the way they are loaded with the... it's not fulminated mercury anymore, but the little substance.
The priming compound.
Yeah, the priming compound at the bottom. When, you know, being a rimfire, when it gets squished, it goes pop, and that, you know, sets off the round. So it's gone. And there, I know there are people that do it. All I can say is why.
What is the $6 point? For 50, you got to have more time on your hand than Jeff does.
Yeah, and well, and go ahead.
Sounds like it would be a very time consuming and hard to reload one of those anyway.
It is, and there's absolutely no point. I don't even know where you would get the projectiles. I don't.
Boy, right?
Yeah, you'd have to special order them. That would cost you.
It'd have to be extra soft lead with a low
history. Yeah. Forget about it. It's not worth the trouble. So that's the story on that. All right, Richard, you got a joke for us?
Yeah. What would you be concerned about if you met a snowman with teeth?
A snowman with teeth.
Hmm. Well,
frost
bite.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys, you make the mark. You guys are in the wrong business. You need to be joke tellers.
Or joke spoilers.
Joke spoilers, yeah.
Richard, I was going to say something along the lines of, it's a snowman with teeth. What the hell? This no. Anyway, Richard, we'll talk to you next week.
Welcome to
we'll have Leon with us next week.
We'll see you then.
All right, we'll talk to you then. All right, there's some music on the wall. That means we're going to commercial break. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
Syndicated Radio Network.
You better believe it, baby.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
Every day, it's getting faster.
Hey, it's Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shop and Auctions. I believe in America, and I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe it's every American's right to protect themselves and their family. I also believe in gun safety and getting the best possible advice on firearms. So if you want to buy or sell pistols or rifles, ammo, and supplies, GunslingerAuctions.com is the place to go. My staff and I have decades of experience and knowledge. We'll give you great advice on your firearms and informed insights on what firearms to purchase. Plus, Gunslinger's has huge gun auction several times a year. Our next auction is May 19th, where you can bid on outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. Go to Gunslinger Auctions to learn more or call me at 714-939-1172 for location, hours, directions, videos, past Gunslinger show programs, info on firearms, ammo, and our next big auction on May 19th. Go to GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. Once more, GunslingerAuctions.com.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Best pop song ever written.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
But no, this is the Beatles. We better cut it off.
Stop.
Okay, welcome back. That was a quick exit. Welcome back to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
And I actually picked that song for a reason because I have a feeling we're going to hear a whole lot of bad news. We're going to need some help.
H-E-L-P.
Right. Oh, that was good.
Thank you kindly.
That's segue stuff.
Rick, how are you?
Wow. I actually had good news tonight, and you play that song.
Oh, geez. Well,
you helped us out.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to screw it up. What can we do? What's going on?
No, we had a really good primary election, and I want to highlight that because I think a lot of people have gotten a bit down and may not have seen some of the great things that happened during the primary. We had a group of anti-Second Amendment advocates who have done a lot of harm to our community. And they don't get to take their show on the road. And we'll start off with just here in your area, Anthony Portantino, mm-hmm. who terms out at the end of the year, was trying to go for Adam Schiff's seat. He was supposed to be the shoo-in. L.A. Times, everybody said this was his race. He owned it and didn't finish in the top two. He got defeated soundly, including by a Republican that got more votes than Anthony Portantino did in a very Democratic district.
Excellent.
I don't think you understand the significance of this. Is he going to have to go out and get a job?
No.
Say it.
Remember, to a lot of people in today's world, work is a four-letter word.
Oh, yes. The worst.
And then, it didn't stop there. I had shared with you guys pretty much about 4 or 5 months ago how upset I was with Melissa Hurtado, the senator out of Central Valley, who had told us she was going to help us stop AB 28 and then ended up becoming the spokesperson 15 minutes later. Mm-hmm. Well, she was running from Congress, and she was denied going to Congress because she, too, finished fourth place. because both a Republican and Democrat who are very pro-2A ran excellent campaigns in her area and denied her the chance to move on.
Excellent.
That was two people they planned to send back to Congress. Katie Porter, as we all know, who has been a pain in everybody's rear end, was denied her Senate bid, and she terms out, and it looks like a Republican is going to replace her seat. And then finally, but not last, Reggie Jones-Sawyer, who has held the Public Safety Committee hostage, has stopped good bills from getting out and made a lot of bad bills very easy to get through, was denied his seat in the L.A. City Council race despite all of his money and all of his pull. So just from a political point of view, there were four very anti-2A people that thought they were going to go on the road. And they're not.
And they're getting both.
So,
they're hitting the road now.
Mm-hmm. California has a funny, we are a California-based show, and we have a funny electoral system in the primaries where the top two runners meet each other.
Yeah.
And it's possible because of California's strange electrical system. Sorry, I was quoting Biden there. the Electoral College. Anyway, it is possible for two Democrats to face one another.
Yep. Yeah, it's jungle elections or whatever they call it.
That's not wrong.
Yeah.
So I thought you guys would be happy with that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because that's part of what I'm wanting, is I'm wanting more people that aren't idiots up in the Capitol to help me with the fight. So
makes your life easier, doesn't it?
Yes, and there's a good chance that if these things hold in November, the electorate stays disgruntled with the Democratic Party, that we could possibly break the supermajority in California. So all I'm going to say is, people, make sure you get out there and vote, get registered, and make sure you take a few people with you to vote, because this was a very interesting political season so far. But on the other news, I want to make sure everybody knows we're hammering this home. Senate Bill 1160, which is Portantino's bill for firearms annual registration, this impacts every gun owner. For years, we told gun owners this was going to happen, but a lot of gun owners who might have the nightstand pistol or the hallway shotgun or whatever said, well, this doesn't apply to me. This applies to people who compete, or, you know, people who go hunting, or people who do whatever it is they do, but it doesn't apply to me. There's also been times where law enforcement are like, oh, we'll have a carve out in other groups, meaning that it wouldn't apply to them. This applies to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, even for law enforcement, they said this applies to them except for their duty-issued firearm. Every other firearm, they would have to register. They'd have to pay the fees. Fees right now are looking to be about $250 a firearm, and then an annual registration fee of about 50% of that.
Jeez. And, so, of course, they can make it whatever they want as it goes forward.
Yeah, do me a favor. Back up a little bit and explain this bill, because not everybody is wise to it yet.
And if you're listening from out of California, coming soon to a city near you.
Yep.
Yeah, so what this bill is designed to force you to have to do is you will have to go register every firearm you own, regardless if it's a curio and relic, meaning it's an antique, regardless if it was handed down, regardless if you purchased it yourself before they had long gun registration. It does not matter. Every one of them has to be registered. Failure to do so is a misdemeanor. You grab a couple of those become a felony, and then you lose all your firearms. But what's really sinister about this bill does not stand on its own, because there's a couple other bills that they're trying to get pushed through at the same time. And one of those bills requires your insurance agent to become the law enforcement agency for the state to make sure you're complying with 1160. Because what it says is when you go to get your car insurance, your business insurance, your house insurance, umbrella policies, think everything other than medical right now, any other type of insurance, your insurance agent is going to be the one asking you under penalty of perjury. And if you'd lie to them or withhold information from them, then your insurance policy is no good. So therefore, you don't tell people, as an example, yeah, I have X number of firearms. And then as a result, all of a sudden you have, you know, someone break in, they steal them, there's a house fire, they get burned, and you go to claim them. Nope. Not only are you not going to be able to claim them, but you're going to lose whatever insurance you had to cover whatever the damages were, and you're now going to be guilty of X number of however many you left off the registration of misdemeanors. So this is a very sinister thing. They know that law enforcement won't enforce this, so now they're trying to make your insurance agents into their own personal extension of the DOJ.
Wow.
And normally I would chuckle at this going, come on, this is such a major overreach. There's no way. But that's not true anymore, is it?
Nope.
No, this is why we have to fight. It's why everybody has to wake up. And I'm hoping with some of the election results when we're up there this next week that we're going to be able to start to push back on some of these people, especially the ones in the middle line, and say, don't even think about it. But at the same time, that's also going to take a lot of people out there. You should be irate. You should be beyond incensed. And you should be calling your local legislators and saying, enough's enough.
Yep, couldn't agree.
No longer can we be quiet.
Yeah, because it doesn't feel like a, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
It doesn't even feel like a slippery slope. This feels like the cliff's edge right here. It feels like once any of this starts going through, things are just going to you have no safety net. They're just going to do whatever they want. They'll just take and
they're kind
and,
they're not even trying anymore. They're just coming naked aggression at you.
It's like they're basing off fear. I think they're scared.
I vote in person. For some reason, I don't seem to think the mail-in system is flawless. Anyway, I vote in person. I don't know how you gentlemen do your business, but I waited in line. There was a pretty good line, and it was not a prime time that I went in. It was getting towards poll closing time, and most of the people that were off work had already been off work for a while. I waited in line. Good solid 10, 15 minutes. Place was full.
I was solo. Yeah. There was no one in my polling place, and even the kids that were running the place were like looking around, like, well, I don't know where everyone's at. I was like, get them in.
Well,
yeah.
Unless it's a Democratic district, and then that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think I was feeling.
A lot of this is going to come down, without a doubt, that we all have to just be irate, and we need to pass the word to everybody because, you know, having insurance agents be the cops for the state.
Yeah,
is like you're living in the old Soviet bloc.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if somehow this manages to get through, how can it possibly withstand any kind of a look at by any kind of a judge?
It won't. It eventually will fail. But the fact is, meantime, I mean, you're talking that could take 4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah.
A lot of damage has been done in that time. And that's why, you know, one of the things CRP has been very good about is going and suing and winning lawsuits. And what I've told people, as we keep winning, they're going to fight harder and harder. We cannot relax.
No.
You can see the increasing desperation.
That's what this is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because, you know, I swear I don't remember reading thou shalt check with your insurance company
in the Constitution.
You're in good hands.
Rick, we're already down to 2 minutes. Holy cow.
This is all good newsy, though.
Well,
we're liking it. Everybody here is cheery.
Hey, you know what, Rick? If you don't mind, let's keep you over a little bit into the next segment. That way we got more. Plus, I want to talk a little bit. How did you feel about doing my job and me doing your job for a change?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sure, I would love to do that.
Okay. Well, again, we got about a minute and a half, so we can keep going on this particular thing. And then when we come back, we'll get into that a little.
Yeah, the other one is, remember, they're also trying to go after the firearm safety card, which is something that you gentlemen have dealt with on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And that is so basically the permission slip to buy a pistol in the state of California that you have to take a test and get the card. But now what they're trying to do is convert that card into a license, saying that if you don't have that with you, then, you lose your firearm.
Yeah.
I always look at the long game.
Really quick, for those of you that don't know, about 1995, they came out with the BFSC. That's a basic firearm safety card. It was good for life, and it was $2, I believe, in the beginning. It was $2. It was good for life, and it was only for handguns. Then they said, hey, you know, if we made more money on this, oh, you know what? We got a commercial. Rick,
pick that up, though.
Yeah, when we get back, I'll finish the history of the HSC, BFSC,
BS
card. Anyway, Rick, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
That's syndicated radio network.
Come on back, baby.
And we'll be right back.
I love you and nobody else.
Oh, It's wrong to interrupt Levi Stubbs. I'm sorry. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
And we're back with Rick from the CRPA to continue our story. Okay, so I'll get this out of the way, and then we'll go back to you, Rick. Okay, so it started off as a BFSC, $2, good for life. Then they said, hey, you know what? We can make money on this. Then they turned it into the handgun safety card, the HSC, and it was, I think it was $15 or something, and it was only for handguns, but you had to renew it every 5 years. But you didn't have to keep it on you. Once you bought the gun, you could literally throw it away if you weren't going to buy another handgun with it. And now you have to have it for everything.
Every firearms purchase.
Yeah, it is now an FSC, a firearms safety card. And you
and what they want to do with it is?
Yeah, make it basically your driver's license for firearms.
And the price of that has gone up.
So, well, now it's $25. Exactly. Yeah, so, yeah. You know. And again, where does that money go? Where does the DROs, that's dealer record of sale, your registration fee, $47 per, and California averages about 2,000 registrations a day. Does anybody know where that money goes, Rick?
The Newsom slush fund? Did I say that out
loud? Oh, hey.
No, but I bet that's what it is.
Okay. It's that polar bear carpet he's got.
No one knows where it goes.
I mean, didn't the CRPA or somebody sue to try and find out where that money was going and to audit the system? And whatever happened with that?
It's being held up in the court.
Well, there's a shock.
You know, Finland just opened up 300 new government-sponsored shooting ranges. So I presume California is saving their money so they can do that for us,
Yeah, because that's what we do is copy Europe.
Yeah, but that's a really good point that we need to push those things out there, because this is a state that keeps saying, look, everybody else is downsizing firearm. No, they're not.
Mm-hmm. We were just in Arizona with that beautiful state-sponsored shooting range.
Yeah. Okay,
some Pittman Robertson dollars, but we won't go there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Rick, what is going on with the unbelievably intrusive
camera
and recording? I mean, this is a sneak and peek warrant without the warrant. Am I wrong?
Well, yeah. No, and we're suing on that one. That is in the courts. We've already made our testimonies, and now we're waiting for the panel to get back with us with their ruling on it.
That should be...
And I thought you were going to talk about the deja vu or old twisteroo where you and I exchanged
Freaky Friday.
Okay, yeah.
That's the next move.
I mentioned it earlier in the show, but Rick has his own show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on 590 a.m. And his show yesterday, it was Rick's show and I was the guest. So we kind of flip-flop spaces. Was it weird for you?
It was. The first segment was a little weird. I kept thinking, like, does Jeff do this? Does he, like, Rick, say something. I don't know what you're going to do.
Well, I did, you know, because your first segment is so much CRPA stuff. I really didn't want to step on anything, so I just kind of let you go. And then, of course, guys start showing up, and I'm doing this Zoom thing that I explained earlier, and here's Johnny over there sweeping right next to me. It's like, I can't even hear him, John. What are you doing over here? You know, and then I got guys in the other room, and they're laughing and joking, and it's like, I literally at one point go, guys, I'm on the radio. Do you mind? So it got a little bit difficult for me to stay focused because, you know, I'm hearing stuff in the background and you know, phone calls and so on and so forth. But other than that, I had a good time with it.
Did you come up with some really great bumper music for Jeff?
No, we don't have the great bumper music. We're low budget. But I thought it was really good. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity we have to try to both, you know, cross-pollinate, but also to let people know about the man behind the microphone and all the things you do. I mean, most people just know you from the show or know you from, you know, the auctions. But I thought we got into some of the auctions. We got into some of the things that you're a real two-way advocate all the way around, 360 degrees. And I think that's important to get those out there because, you know, there are so many misconceptions. I mean, one of my favorite, and I can say it because we're good friends now, but Sandra Jones down out of San Diego, I remember the first time I showed up at a range down called Lemon Grove down there, and he was holding an event. And I brought a couple of girls that worked for the CRPA, and he goes, oh, here come the ringers. And the girls look at him, and I look at him, I'm like, what? And he goes, oh, come on, quit playing with us. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, you guys shoot every day. You're the CRPA. You have your own ranges, you have this, you have that. Wow. And I'm like, no to all the above.
Lots of free ammunition.
If we're lucky, like once a year, we just defend everybody else's right to do it. And then after a couple of girls shot, he came back and goes, you weren't joking. Like, they said that was her first time. Uh-huh. Yep. And he's like, wow, my staff shoots more than your staff. Like, thanks for that. But anyway, I mean, yeah, there's just a lot of misconceptions out there. And I think it's good to let people know who we are, and we're just like them. So when we say, hey, we get up and we get out there and we fight in the trenches, we're not asking to do anything that we don't do every day of our lives.
Speaking of which, I got the latest firing line in the mail and all that, and going through it. You guys do so much, and you can see a lot of your fingerprints in what's going on in the magazine. Not only the articles, but you guys pay attention to even some of the people that work for you that do the volunteer work. We had a nice memorial in the end of it for one of the guys that's been through a bunch of auctions and all that.
But Mr. Race. Dave. That was really tragic.
That was a heartbreaking. But it was such a nice thing to show that you guys really do care and all. But it's called the CRPA, but your fight doesn't stop here. I see all the other bills in all the other states that you guys are fighting and that you guys are covering and all that. And so just to anyone listening beyond our border here, I know we have Arizona and we have Phoenix and all that, but you guys are crossing other state lines and all that, really putting out the fight for this, for the country, not just for our state. And you can see, I hope everyone who is a CRPA member is going through and reading it, seeing all the helpful tips in there, all the great articles and all that. I think it's a big showing of what you guys really do. Like how you're saying, you guys can't go out to the range all the time because you guys are doing actual work everywhere.
Well, and Jimmy, I thank you for bringing that up because it's hard sometimes for us because it's about the people. It's about that. It's not about us. But I know Chuck is doing a case in Illinois to try to help them out that's based off a lot of bad laws that were passed here. Yeah. I'm going out in a week and a half to Colorado because, ironically, Assembly Bill 28, which was the 11% excise tax, word for word, other than the word California, are now saying Colorado. They're trying to pass it there, and so I'm going out there to help their legal and legislative teams know all the arguments, give them all the briefing to save them time, and to let them try to get out there in front of it and stop it, and at least turn it into a zombie bill for a few years so we can get a good ruling that would say it's illegal. So, yeah, we try to get out to other states and assist them and help them because we know what happens here is going there.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, Rick, we get a lot of questions from people saying, how is that possible, this 11%? How come there hasn't been an injunction against it already? You want to speak to that?
Yeah, sure. So here's the deal. There has been an existing 11% excise tax on all firearms purchases since the 1930s, and that is known as the Pittman-Robertson tax. And the Pittman-Robertson tax is something that pays for conservation, hunting, all the different programs and things that everybody gets to enjoy, including people that are called non-consumptive users, meaning that they don't go on the wilderness, but they still enjoy all the benefits of it. Because that tax has existed, and because we self-taxed ourselves, this is what the, and I'm just going to lay the blame with the Giffords and Everytown who came up with this. It wasn't Gabriel that did it, but they came up with this idea, and what they tried to use was, aren't people more important than animals and wildlife? So if you guys have agreed to do this on this, you should do it on that. So we could say that it's unconstitutional to have an excise tax. But the moment we would do that, we would literally kill probably 50% of the fish and wildlife agencies in the country overnight by taking away the Pittman-Robertson dollars that fund those programs. And so that is why we're having to fight this on a couple of different levels. And that's why they're trying to ram it as fast as they can nationwide.
Got it. Thank you. That's very clear.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Unbelievably devious, but yeah. Well, packed full of lies, but that's the way they roll.
That's what the evil do. They don't have any good thing to stand on, so they lie, they cheat, they steal, they do whatever it takes to make things miserable for the rest of us.
Well,
yeah.
In a moralist society, they're the winners, right?
Yeah.
Right, and so, you know, that's why we do what we do, and we do it day in, day out, and we can't do it without volunteers and people like you gentlemen who get the message out there that is so imperative. And I got to tell you guys, I'm talking to our board this next Saturday, and one of the things I'm highlighting with this show is you were able to help us get the word out. Do I know for a fact that that's what stopped Port Antino from taking Schiff's place in Congress? No, but I would lay you odds it's a contributing factor. And so for that, I'm internally grateful.
Well, and oddly enough, isn't he the author of this 1160?
Yes, he is.
Now, isn't that got to be a good thing for us that he, people got to say, right. Well, wait a minute. This guy just got, you know, axed. Maybe it's a, we should just let this go.
Right. And that's what we're going to be pushing that message. Sam Paredes and I are up Excellent. And down the Capitol.
Good, good, good.
Flush yeah. a toilet. The yeah. trash can't stay with it, right? Mm.
And like our show starting, you're starting to go national. We got somebody asking about, hey, do you have anything like the CRPA in Wisconsin?
You know go. What? We do. We do have a couple of groups there, but we will also help people form groups, and they can also reach out to the Second Amendment Law Center, which I'm a part of, and we're trying to help get those set up across the country so that we can stop these shenanigans before they get started and rooted.
That is really, really important. Do you want to shout out where people can get a hold of you? And it doesn't matter. Obviously, it doesn't matter what state you're in.
No, they can go to either us at crpa.org and they can reach out, contact, and ask to speak with me directly if they need to. Or they can go also to 2ALC.com, which is the Second Amendment Law Center, and put their questions in there, and we will get to them.
All right. Again, if anybody wants to donate their time, their money, join, which I highly recommend you do, even if you're not in California. Mm-hmm. Go to, what is it again, Rick?
CRPA.org.
All right.
It'd be easier.
Get it done, because I know we're over 5,000 members now that we've gotten. Yeah.
Keep the numbers pumping,
folks. You guys
folks.
Are incredible.
Well, we do what we can, Rick, because we appreciate what you guys do there.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the extra segment.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Okay. Hey,
you
Rick.
Have a good week.
We'll talk to you soon, and I'm going to see you next Monday, right?
Yep.
Okay. Very good. Okay, talk cool. to you later.
Anyone right. on any of our Facebook, Rumble, and YouTube streams, you can see CRPA. All their information's up there right now. Go ahead and make sure you log on to there whenever you get a chance.
Yep. All right. When we get back, we're going to start taking phone calls. What's that number, Jimmy?
866-870-5752.
One more time.
866-870-5752.
All right. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And we'll be back right after this.
Now I'll run from you.
Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shops here. If you want to buy, sell, or trade a firearm, come to GunslingerAuctions.com to learn how. We've got fantastic selections on pistols, rifles, high-tech, and military firearms, plus skeet, trap, holsters, ammo by the box, reloading supplies, laser sights, and all the extras you need. If you have a gun collection and you'd like to sell for a big profit, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Our staff has decades of experience in appraisals, consignments, antiques, and more, with honesty and unmatched customer service. Our next auction is on May 19th, where you can bid on over 700 outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. So if you're buying, selling, or trading a firearm or entire collection, go to GunslingerAuctions.com or give me a call, 714-939-1172. To learn more about our huge gun auction May 19th, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com.
Saturday night, I had a hair piled high, and baby just looks so right. Well, the hair becomes tangled, half or two. Mama don't know what I got so for you, but that's alright, cause living just as cool as could be.
Yeah, baby.
Alright, well, right. Welcome back everybody to the Wolfman Jack Show, right here on K,
the Rick Gunslinger Radio Network.
What did I figure?
Well, we're home base, KRLA. All
right, welcome back to our Almost. Next power-packed hour is phone calls. We got a couple of phone calls starting to come in. Give us a number one more time, Jimmy.
That's going
to
be 866-870-5752.
Okay, call in. You got questions? Ladies, you want to call in? Give us a call. You got questions? You're afraid to go into a gun shop? You don't know what to say? You don't know what to do? Give us a call. I'll be happy to tell you that. You got questions on paperwork? You got questions on new firearms coming out? Because now that they took away some of the
California's getting some stuff.
We're starting to see firearms coming in. Be happy to tell you about the Hellcat, the Springfield Hellcat. Or, you know, still don't know. Well, I got a pretty good idea why we're not seeing Glock Gen 5s. Probably because of the things they have to do to them to make them still California. Okay. Yeah. couple of different things. Anyway, you got anybody in San Diego wants to give us a call? Feel free to do that. Anybody in Phoenix wants to give us a call?
Come on.
Yeah, we got Farmer Tice from Phoenix is calling in, but he's been a regular for a while. Anybody else in Phoenix, give us a call. And you know what? Another place that we're looking at, Prescott.
Ooh, good place.
Unless you live there, and then it's Prescott.
Prescott.
Yeah, but, you know, we're outsiders, so it's Prescott.
That's the best Arizona has to offer.
Well, I think you have to show your retire badge in order to move to Prescott, because everybody that lives there is a retired fireman or a retired police officer or a retired military.
So you have to show your wallet.
Yeah, so there is that. Okay, really quick, because I promised I would do this. I shot at the world famous Double R Bar today.
There's only one.
If you have not done it, or if you have never seen it, it's the Lions Club out in, what city is that? I want to say
right outside of Victorville.
But. Yeah, you take the 15 north or south, get off at Bear Valley Road, head eastbound till it dead ends. You hang a right, go south, and you go 6.8 miles. I measured it this morning because I was bored. And on your left, you'll see a big red barn hanging there. That's the Lions Club. And right behind it is the bitchinest range you've ever been to.
One of the best ranges I have ever seen.
It is literally like walking into Deadwood, the TV show, if you ever saw it.
The buildings, they're not just storefronts, a bunch of the buildings are actually functional buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They got a museum on site there.
There is.
It's amazing. Yeah. Walking down those streets.
Kirk put Apple Valley. Isn't it Apple Valley?
It might be.
Somebody could call in and set us straight.
They have had in the past the California State Championship. I think it should go back there.
Yes.
Of course, I had the best posse leader in the world, that being Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
Yeah. And John and you know, we had the whole Pyru crew with us. We had Frito. We had a Lusty Lil. We had Lefty Longridge with us. And we had the two duelist guys, Tyrone.
The Aimless Lee. Sergeant Major and Aimless Lee
shot with us.
That's a lot of talent in that crew.
Yeah. And we had about, we had two full groups. And so we had quite a few folks come in today. It was a lot of fun.
Weather was nice.
A little chilly first stage, but I think when I got there, my truck said it was 46 degrees, but I wore my jacket until I shot the first stage, and I never put it back on.
Never had to put it back on?
Didn't need it from
then
on.
Once you're out there in the sun, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. I shot quite well, much better than I did in Arizona last week. Yeah.
A couple of us have that story.
Yeah, no kidding. I did pretty well. I got third overall.
Now, please understand, you're shooting...
Well, one-handed, yeah.
One-handed.
A single action, one-handed.
With a hammered shotgun.
Yeah,
and you have to load the shotgun on the clock. You said you ran a 17-second stage.
I had one 17-second stage. Unfortunately, I had a miss on it, so it ended up being a 22. But I did
shoot a 17-second stage. You got to be able to shoot a stage in 17 seconds.
Yeah. I had my first one, my first stage, I did it in 19.35, so 19.35 seconds. My next stage, I did in 19.36 seconds. That was kind of interesting.
Found a groove. That's a good
groove. And I had a couple in the 20s. I had one or two in 22. I posted one on my Facebook page in my stories thingy at the top, you know, of me. And I did it in 22 seconds because I missed two shotgun. I had to make up not one, but two. So that was always fun.
You're going to load
correction Lucerne Valley. Let's go with Lucerne.
There you go. Lucerne Valley. Okay. And they have a great lunch there that, you know, they serve to you after.
That's honestly, they're doing it right.
It's a great place to shoot. Highly recommend it and come out because you'll be able to shoot with me.
In those 20 seconds, how many shots were there? Once again,
24 shots.
So you're getting less than a second per shot.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Usually
folks.
Two or three different shooting positions. Four different firearms. Each firearm has to be manually activated, and you're literally cocking the hammer manually for each shot with each firearm.
Yeah,
I'm working with world champions here, folks.
Well,
it ain't an accident.
Yeah, I haven't been world champion in a little bit, so I'm a ex-world
champion. They call old presidents presidents still, okay? You just
let
me know.
Well, you can call me old, but you can't call me RJ. But you can call me JJ. Okay. All right. Hey, let's get to a phone call. Let's get to Eric in Santa Ana. Eric, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Happy Daylight Savings Time. You all three look like you got some Arizona sunburn.
Yeah. Well, I did out there in the desert today. Oh, yeah,
out there for the best part of a week. Yep.
I wanted to say that I did get my CCW from Orange County Sheriff's the 28th of February, and it only took like 3 months to get it.
Hey,
good. That's 1/4 of the time for LA. Sorry.
My question to you is, does the gun club in Rahagas that shoots the automatics and stuff, do they train you for CCW, or is there a special type of club for that?
That's Firearm Training Association. That's our good friend Bill Murphy. And, yes, they do do the class for your CCW. You got to make sure that your wherever you're getting your CCW accepts them as your training facility. Like for me, you know, I live in Riverside County, so therefore they absolutely accept them. So I'm going to take mine. In fact, I got to call Bill tomorrow to set up a time to get in to get that done. So I'll be doing that there very soon myself.
Well, I'm not asking for.
Are you asking about the full auto? If I recall, go ahead.
I'm asking for just going and training for different scenarios and advancing my knowledge of presenting from CCW.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, like you do for cowboy action shooting, but this is for like concealed carry.
Right.
Different scenarios, good guy, bad guy.
Mm-hmm. He's looking for an advanced class.
Yes, they give from beginner to advanced at FTA over there. Again, Bill Murphy's company, right. They absolutely do, and they're fantastic with it.
And if I may, props to you for seeking advanced training.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, and get that out to everybody. I mentioned that I saw on the CRPA, or it was on Facebook, that some judge in San Diego, I don't think it was our hero, but it was another judge that did a thing on billy clubs and nightsticks as part of the Bruin decision. So that got shot down, and now you can carry a billy club for personal defense.
You know, I saw that too. I didn't look too much into it because, again, that doesn't have a whole lot to do with firearms. But I heard that, and I haven't looked into it far enough to have any kind of an opinion on it. But interesting.
Kubota stick.
Another thing is this last election, I don't know if Chad Bianco and Don Barnes were up for election, but those two guys are great Second Amendment sheriffs.
Mm-hmm.
And did they retain their thing if they were up for election? I didn't check the CRPA website whether or not they were or not.
Well, Chad was not, because again, I live in Riverside County, and he was not on the ballot to vote for. So I think he has two more years, and we're kind of hoping he kind of steps up and maybe goes
honestly,
a little higher.
Move up.
Governor.
You know, it was so refreshing to hear somebody.
Did I say that out loud?
It was so refreshing to hear someone, obviously not a politician, which I think would be really good for politics, but he was so articulate, so plain-spoken, so straightforward. This is a guy who deserves that kind of higher office.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, real pleasure having him on.
Pardon the pun, but a straight shooter.
We need to find a replacement for him if he does go for higher office.
Oh, that's correct, too.
The void that the vacuum that is left, if he leaves for that, can turn in a bad way.
Oh, you ain't kidding there. You ain't kidding. Okay, Eric, we got to go. We're coming up on a break. Thanks for the call, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Take care now.
Thanks for updating us, too.
Yeah, good call.
Really quick. Okay, again, don't forget, next Sunday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the one, the only, Leon the Motorman is going to be in studio with us for all 2 hours. We're going to do the what did you call it? The
Motor Slingers?
The Motor Slingers show. And Leon will be here to talk to everybody, answer your questions. We'll probably just sit around and watch Leon.
Oh, he's sitting there smiling.
But he's also just such a great hang.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't forget that. And then in our second Power Packed Hour,
power.
Thank you, Leon. We're going to be getting to more phone calls. What's that number, Jimmy?
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
Okay, we'll get to Farmer and Linda when we get back. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
Syndicated, baby.
Yeah.
Out to play.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free, California.
Your drumstick broke. What the heck is that?
I'm a beater, baby.
All right, welcome back. It's deja vu all over again. Welcome back to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
All right. So far what we've covered, for those of you that are just getting us out in the Inland Empire. Okay, so next week you got to tune in early. And how you do that, you can go on
any of our streams on Rumble, Facebook Live, and YouTube. Just search Gunslinger Radio Hour or Gunslinger Auctions. Gunslinger should bring you up to any of us. You'll see our banner if you're looking at it right now. It's right behind Jeff.
Yep.
But, go on there. We're fetching out all these questions and comments, and you'll have hopefully some great questions and comments for Leon the Motorman next week.
Because that's the other big announcement is next week we're going to do a Motor Slingers show again. We're going to have Leon the Motorman in for the whole 2 hours, fielding your questions. Anything you want to talk to Leon about, I highly recommend you call in and say thanks for all the good.
That he did over, 43 years?
Yep.
Everybody here is a fan.
At the old station that we all used to be at, that we've all escaped from. Thank you very much.
Escaped.
Don't get me wrong, I didn't mind driving at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you know,
to the tomb.
Right? Yeah.
To the ice box.
The bomb shelter.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, let's get to our friend Farmer out in Phoenix. Farmer, how are you?
That's Farmer Tice.
Yeah, Farmer Tice, welcome back.
Excuse me.
Thank you very much.
Try and be a little informal, but it's okay. Go ahead. No, it's your show. I just stand by.
You mentioned Prescott. Back in the 70s, I was in the racehorse business. I ran horses at Los Alamitos, Bay Meadows, and then in Arizona, Rialito and Prescott Downs. And Prescott used to be a really nice little western town, but right now, the last time I was up there, it's a tourist trap. Very modernized. I couldn't find my way around it this time.
Little East California going on there.
Mm. Now, speaking of California, I listened to the Dennis Prager show,
mm-hmm.
and I was shocked. Well, not so shocked. Little Benny Shapiro moved out of California a couple years ago. Dennis is so fed up that he announced that he is very close to leaving California himself, especially if the California raises their taxes like they're going to. Now, I think that's going to happen, but we'll see if Dennis moves out. And I've been listening to Leon Kaplan since the very, very beginning, over 40 years. So I'm really welcome him next week. I'm going to really be tuning in and paying close attention to him. He's helped me out many times on my cars. Mm-hmm. I used to love it when Jay Leno would call in, too.
Yeah,
too.
Maybe you can get Jay to call in.
To a gun show? Not likely, but it is what it is.
Now, I have a question for you. They sell those Mantis X and similar shooting, what do you call those? Like a Mantis X. Have you ever used one of those?
Are you talking about the training things?
Yeah,
I have. They're interesting. I'll be honest, didn't do a lot for me, but
they're a little bit clunky. I think if you're a new shooter, they'd probably have some value because mm-hmm. they will teach you, kind of how you're pressuring the trigger and gripping
familiarizing yourself with the firearm. Yeah. More likely.
You know, I didn't like the fact that you get zero recoil from it and so on. But for a new shooter, like Mark said, because a lot of times people will tend to milk the trigger, meaning they're pulling it too hard one way or either down, sideways.
That's the low and left.
Yeah. And so for to adjust that without going to the range and wasting precious ammo at the price it is these days.
Well, they sell a whole bunch of them, the different kinds, and I wonder which one do you prefer.
Well, I did like the Mantis. In fact, we were carrying them.
We had a display and all that.
Yeah, until they kind of disappeared on me, and I know they're still out there. They just stopped returning my phone calls, so I stopped carrying their stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So. You know, back in the early mid-1960s, I used to get on the Greyhound bus when I was 10 years old, I think it was. And I had no trouble. I carried my shotgun. I had my Colt Super 38 semi-auto in a handbag. Never had any problems. Can't do that anymore, can you?
Can't do that anywhere anymore, pretty much. So, anyway, Farmer, we got other calls to get to. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you later. Okay, let's get to our friend Linda in Burbank. Linda, how are you?
Okay, I want to give out the website again to recall Gavin Newsom.
Okay.
Absolutely, go ahead.
The website is rescuecalifornia.org. I'll repeat it again, rescuecalifornia.org.
We can get behind that.
And I want to know who, you know, I live in the area or the district. Who beat Portantino?
Off the top of my head, I don't know. But I think two people had to do it, and one of them was a Republican, is what Rick said. He did not mention names, and it's not in my district, so I don't know.
2 minutes on Google.
Yeah, and not only that, but this is a gun show, not a political show. So you might try in tomorrow with Dennis Prager, who may or may not be moving out of California. Anyway, Linda, thanks as always for the call. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Okay, that opens up a couple of lines at...
It's going to be 866-870-5752.
Let's have some gun questions.
Hey, we've got a gun question right here. We got Ralph here who's watching this on YouTube, and he says, first-time gun buyer, what pistol would you recommend for home defense and what caliber? Couple of moving parts there.
Well...
Take it away, Jeff.
Okay. First-time shooter, always recommend... You know, despite what anybody else thinks, says, or does, I always recommend a 12-gauge pump.
Yep.
The sound alone will usually take care of the issue. And, you know, all you Rambos aside, you know, that got to shoot the 45s and, you know, cold dead hands and yada, yada, yada. Most people, and I mean most people, when push comes to shove, don't want to have to shoot somebody. So it's just better that they leave, and the sound of a 12-gauge will take care of that.
Generally.
Better than a bark of a Rottweiler.
And if it doesn't take care of it, then you have a 12-gauge.
Yeah, you have a 12-gauge pump ready to go.
Better than a bite of a Rottweiler.
Staying on that particular topic, though, do you have a particular favorite firearm or caliber? And this is where the moving parts come in.
Well, as far, you mean for handgun?
Yeah, for handgun.
Okay, well, again, depending on the shooter and so on and so forth, for newbies... Revolver in 38.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why?
Well, because it's what do they call it? Point and click
interface, baby. Yeah. It's so
original.
Simple. Yeah. There's nothing to remember.
There's no slides, safeties.
Can you actuate the slide on the semi-automatic pistol?
Mm-hmm.
Can you clear this? If it jams, can you clear it? Can you be sure you're not going to limp wrist it? If you're going to train, semi-automatic pistol will make a certain kind of sense. Mm-hmm. Depending on the amount of time you have to train or your willingness to do it, revolver.
Mm-hmm.
You just,
and, you know, all you guys out there, you're 45. Well, listen, I don't want to be shot with a 22. I don't know about you guys, but more people die by 22 every year than any other round.
Yep.
So maybe you need to back up just a wee bit and understand.
Get comfortable with the firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Modest muzzle blast, modest recoil. 9mm is a great option. 380. Sorry, Bill, is a great option. 38 is a great option.
One thing I figured out is that you won't shoot anything you're never comfortable with. And if you can't handle it and you feel like that's what you want, that's what the heart wants, but you just can't hold the firearm, what are you going to do with it? You can't throw it at them because now you're giving them the weapon, folks.
And it's going to be early in the morning. You're not going to be awake. Things are going to be happening. You're going to be scared to death. This is, again, it's very simple to pick up a 12-gauge pump and work the action, and that usually will take care of the issues. Okay. Any other questions on air?
Oh, yeah, that was from Philip. That, and again, that's from our feeds that we have on Facebook, Rumble, and YouTube right now. Mm-hmm. So got a lot of people that's real active right now. Want to thank everyone that's on there. You guys know who you are, especially on our Facebook page. They're great. But we have a lot of new watchers over on our YouTube, and it's great to see you guys there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Enigma, one of our normals on there. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah. Well, we've got Sean, Edward, Bob, Tony, and Steve. We'll get to you guys because we're coming up on a break. Oh, boy, I beat you to it, didn't I?
Got an engineer nodding ferociously in approval.
Yeah. Ooh, and we got the Shy Lights. All right. Hey, you know what? You're listening to Gunslingers right on the here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
Again, we're syndicated, baby.
Yeah, come on back.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Yep.
Hey, it's Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shop and Auctions. I believe in America, and I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe it's every American's right to protect themselves and their family. I also believe in gun safety and getting the best possible advice on firearms. So if you want to buy or sell pistols or rifles, ammo, and supplies, GunslingerAuctions.com is the place to go. My staff and I have decades of experience and knowledge. We'll give you great advice on your firearms and informed insights on what firearms to purchase. Plus, Gunslinger's has huge gun auctions several times a year. Our next auction is May 19th, where you can bid on outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. Go to Gunslinger Auctions to learn more or call me at 714-939-1172 for location, hours, directions, videos, past Gunslinger show programs, info on firearms, ammo, and our next big auction on May 19th. Go to GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. Once more, GunslingerAuctions.com.
So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Say I'd like to know when you got the notion.
What you gonna do now?
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
We are grooving.
Known as the first disco song ever. It's the only thing I have against it. All right, welcome back. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? We're going to get a phone call here in a minute from our good friend Leon, who I've been trying to get him to call for half an hour. Leon, just call in. He said, are you sure you want me to call? Yes.
Always want you to call in.
Okay. But in the meantime, let's get to Sean in L.A. Sean, what can we do for you?
Hey, good evening, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How about you?
Just wanted to let you know, it was Judge Roger T. Benitez who threw out the Billy Club.
That
law,
does not surprise me at all.
Mm-hmm. So,
good man.
I wish you would spend more time getting out other ones than that one, but a win is a win.
A win is a win. Mm-hmm. That's good for 100 years.
Well, that is crazy. I wonder if you could carry a sap. Yeah. You know what a sap is? It's a
leather wrapped lead shot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Interesting. Old time cop stuff.
I had my first year as a deputy sheriff,
mm-hmm.
and now it's a felony. You can't have it. Even policemen can't have it.
Wow.
It's assault felony, and it's a pretty serious weapon. It definitely.
Oh,
works.
Yeah.
Jeff's emptying his pockets right now.
Yeah. They even make them in gloves. Believe it or don't, sap gloves. Yeah, the olden days. I used to have an account with a company that used to take in seized stuff from police departments, and they would bring me anytime there was like gun parts, mm-hmm. magazines, ammo. And I can't tell you how often we would get some type of sap from this company. And, you know, it always killed me because it's so cool. And they got to have history. Well-worn leather, you know, this is probably
a couple of stains on them.
You know, that little pocket on the back of a police officer's pants. Yeah. So, and we always had to, you know, take them and put them on the saw and cut them in half. Throw
effectively
them
known as the soft goodnight kiss.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Anyway, Sean, thanks for the info, and we'll talk to you later. Take care now. Hey, you know, speaking of, okay, twice this week. Now, my daughter-in-law, who works at oh man, I can't think of the name of the place. A restaurant down in off of the 15, and I think it's Temescal Canyon. I can't think of that. Anyway, she works in there at the bar, and she was wearing her Gunslinger T-shirt, and a guy asked her, said, "Hey, do you know those guys?" She said, "Well, it's my father-in-law." And she, "I love that show! Oh my God, I can't believe it!" And then one of our one of our paperwork girls, a battery went dead. AAA came out to put a charge on her battery, and again, wearing a Gunslinger shirt, same thing happened. Guy says, "Oh, you know, I listen to that show every week."
Get out!
So, yeah, so,
love it.
I mean,
we got to get some swag.
Yeah,
got to get some swag going.
Well, we do have Gunslinger Auctions T-shirts. We had them at the last auction. I've got T-shirts, sweatshirts, and hoodies.
Oh yeah, we had them all for the sale.
Dude. Yeah, we had them all out. I think we sold two.
Hey, it's better than none.
That's what a journey of 1,000 miles, baby.
Well, single step. Yeah, one step at a time. All right, let's get to Edward in Riverside. Edward, what can we do for you?
Hi, I enjoy your program. I'm calling from Riverside, and I was listening on KTIE Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I was even up that late, but it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And what I believe was the first hour of your previous week's show came on.
No kidding.
You had Chad Bianco on for a part of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about some huge quantities of ammunition from a guy that couldn't shoot anymore. And drawers full of handguns and all sorts of things. And I'm wondering if in all of that stuff you acquired any Ruger old armies.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah, we get them all the time.
That's a hard one to find.
I haven't seen one in a long time, and I've been looking every gun store. Oh, there's a gun store. Let's go look. And they never have any.
Mm-hmm.
Got any in the upcoming auctions?
I don't know. Hey, RJ, come in for 1 second, will you? I don't know if we do this time, but I know we had a couple in our last one. We get them fairly regularly.
Now, are you looking for the adjustable sided or
yeah,
the...
You know what? I take that back. In the blue, thanks. We liquidated a gun shop from San Diego that is going to be in our May auction, and I know that there was a couple in that. So I'm 95% certain. Thank you, sir. I'm 95% certain that we will have at least one and maybe a couple in our May auction. The catalog for that will be up. Next auction is May 19th, so look for us the week of April 19th-ish. Yeah. You know,
and
maybe
those
a little
of you
earlier.
Wondering what it is, the Ruger Old Army,
mm-hmm.
is Ruger made the biggest, toughest, brawniest, baddest ass.
Basically an 1858 Remington.
Ruger-ized. On steroids. Yeah. Ruger-ized. So it's a percussion cap pistol, which means it's a cash and carry pistol.
Mm-hmm. So, and there's even question on that. For some reason or other, some people believe that ATF made a ruling on it that because it's new, you're supposed to do it.
I've not heard that, but it's a cap and ball pistol.
It is cap and ball pistol, and according
falls
to the,
outside.
Yeah, according to rules, it is considered an antique. So now we'll probably get some phone calls on that. But anyway, I would
feel free.
Check our catalog. Go to gunslingerauctions.com after April 19th. And like I said, our catalog is already done as far as it's describing doing, getting done. All we got to do is get caught up with pictures and stuff, and we should have that up fairly soon.
Yeah, and the catalog is pictures, descriptions, everything on there.
Yeah. I mean, we're so busy. Yeah, okay.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you bet.
And do you have any in either of your stores? Probably not, or you'd have told me.
That we definitely do.
They're
not
out
have.
Of production, mm-hmm. and Ruger has no plans to make new ones.
Yeah. So,
that's too bad. That's something agreed. We really ought to bring back.
I couldn't agree more. Anyway, thanks for the call. Take care. Hey, you know what? Let's get to our favorite guy in the world. Leon, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. You guys are just the best. I'm serious. I'm watching the show. I don't have a TV on. The Oscars are on. You guys surpassed the Oscars.
Oh, look at that. What a ringing endorsement that is.
But I was interesting to find out because I'll speak to you next week.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some guns that I brought from North Carolina, where I'm from antique guns. And you mean to tell me I've got to register those in California now. I mean, this is crazy, the law. And that's why it's so interesting to listen to your show. You got so much valuable information.
Thank you,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Leon's our cheerleader.
Yeah, I was going to say, as we are his. Now, about the window washer fluid on my 78 Corolla.
Don't put plain water in it. You'll be in trouble.
Yeah, there you go. You can't help yourself. You're still helping.
Oh, man.
Well, you guys are great. I love your show. I just can't wait to listen every weekend. You know, every Sunday, I just tune it in, and it's just really a pleasure.
Thanks,
Jeff,
man.
You just an outstanding job, and you've got a future ahead of you that's second to none. The only show in the entire world of your type, and it's just interesting to find out what's going on. Nobody's ever given this kind of information before. I've given car information for years in motoring. That's been my life. But you've taken it one step, not further than me, but in your field. It's just interesting. And, you know, I was a hunter. I, you know, coming from North Carolina, I hunted squirrels and rabbits and had guns. But you've taken it to an area that's just hard to believe.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you for that. You were just the best at what you did. That's all. Yeah. We're the onlyest.
Well, I did the best because that's all I knew about is I wanted to race cars. I wanted to race boats. I race motorcycles. I race airplanes. And the best part, I've lived to talk about it because I've lived on the edge for all my life, and I've loved every minute of it.
You must have had a great view from there, always living on that edge, man. Well, a lot of experience.
Arrowhead is a beautiful place.
Hey. Who is the great quote, 5 minutes on a motorcycle is better than 50 years on a sofa?
Hmm.
Well, it's good, and I look forward to being on your show next week. And, you know, I don't want to take away from you with the guns and stuff because it's very information to so many people. This is a spot that nobody really knew the information about this. It's just been, you know, do I do this? Do I do that? The laws and things. And it's so, so interesting. And I'm not saying that to butter you up. I'm serious. This is the greatest information that people who are, you know, firearms and things, guns and things of this nature, it's all metal. And that's been my whole life working around metal objects.
Well,
and so
I like that.
It's great.
Thanks.
You're just doing a fantastic job.
Well, appreciate it. Thanks. And we're looking forward to next week.
Can't wait.
Are you going to bring George with you?
Well, if you want me to, I'll bring George with me and talk about aviation and stuff. Yeah, I'll do that, if you don't mind.
I don't mind, but it's going to be a little crowded in here.
I'm actually going to be in Vegas playing with the Plowboys.
Oh, so, okay. Well, then, we will.
So there will be room. And I want to talk. Boy, I'm not going to be here. You're killing me. I want to hear about, they're talking about a pilot shortage. So they're talking about using AI pilots. AI pilots for commercial airlines.
I had dinner with him tonight, and I talked to him. And so I'll work that out and get that.
Really?
We look forward to it. George was so excited the last time he was on your show. And I don't want to take any more time because you got lots more information than I have. God bless you guys very, very much.
Thank you. Thanks, God bless
Leon.
You, Leon.
We'll talk to you this week, and we'll see you on air with us next week with the Motor Slinger Show.
Yeah.
Three guys grinning like monkeys
like that,
right now.
The Motor Slinger Show.
Bang, bang, vroom, vroom, baby.
Stuff around, too.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Leon. We'll talk to you
Thank you.
This
God
week.
Bless you guys.
Thank you, sir.
God
you, too. You, talk sir. To you, too.
It's always so uplifting.
I know. Always fun to talk
the
to Leon.
The best. Yeah, that's all
absolutely.
I got to say.
I thought I heard music. I guess not.
No. I think we have 2 minutes.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Psych.
All right. Well, that was Leon the Motorman. For those of you that live in a cave and have never heard radio before,
a little preview for yours.
Yeah. Okay. But this is the Gunslingers Show right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And we are syndicated.
You better believe it.
We'll be back right after this.
Yeah.
Blue eyes, baby.
Oh, man, you got them all in now.
I'm telling you.
City take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, because I've made a reservation. Don't be slow. Oh, no, no, no.
We all knew
it. Oh, no, no, no.
So, guess who happens to be a gun fan? the one and only, the guy that was just singing, not me.
No kidding. Yeah.
I'm at the Costa Mesa gun show. This is about 5 years ago. Da 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 da. And he walks up and he's got a hat down and he's trying to be low key. You know, and, you know, I get it. And before he was a monkey, he was on a show called Circus Boy.
I remember that.
Whoa.
Toby. No, not Toby Tyler. Yeah.
Toby Tyler was something else.
That could be something else. Sorry.
Anyway, so young. Here I am at my table, and we're just taking off the, you know, because we're just open, and he walks by, and I go, hey, Circus Boy. And he looked up at me, and his eyes got that big. He goes, that was cool. Go figure.
Good call.
Well, you know, I'm sure he gets inundated with silly, you know. Yes. 60s monkey stuff, but you got a kick out of getting right? being called Circus Boy.
Circus Boy.
Okay.
I've been called that before.
Let's get to Patchum in Chino. Patchum, what can we do for you?
Hey,
I have a question. So you guys know that I do the competitive shooting. I've had questions and answers before, but I got something new. I wanted to swap out the hammer in my GW2 for something maybe a little bit longer. Is that going to give me an edge if everything's lined up and equal? Because in my head, the firing pin gets there quicker than everybody else's.
Okay, well, first off, let's explain what we're talking about. A GW2 is a Great Western 2. This is a single action, John Wayne cowboy type gun. And
what we compete with.
Yes.
Yeah, what we compete with. And what is it you're wanting to do with it?
Is I want to make it faster because I shoot competitively like you guys do. But mm-hmm. I just do the wax instead of the real bullet.
Okay, so you're talking for fast draw.
Yes.
Okay.
So in my head, I'm thinking if all the guns are lined up on the line and they're all equal, but if my firing pin is a little longer, is it going to get to the bullet quicker without diffling the primer and blowing it back on me?
Well, that's your problem. See, when you put a longer firing pin, you're likely,
pierce the primer.
Yeah, you're only supposed to dent the primer, but when you pierce the primer, you got all kinds of other issues. That thing will back up, lock up your gun, do all kinds of nasty, horrible, it will spit out at you.
That's what he's afraid
and
of.
Believe it or not, you know, when people shoot, they always think, oh, you know, lead poisoning, and they get it from reloading and stuff. But your primer will actually put more lead into you than any other part of that bullet.
And so there is actually an answer, but it may not be the answer. It's kind of counterintuitive. A lot of people like to lighten up the actions so they get the hammer back faster. Mm-hmm. But what does a softer spring do?
Makes it slower.
So what you might consider doing is beefing up the mainspring.
Yeah, beefing up the mainspring.
We have a couple of top fast draw artists who listen to the show and participate. Cal wants to come on the show. It'd be great to have him.
Quick Cal?
Yeah, he wants to come on the show.
Sure.
Let's get him.
Okay.
That will answer those sorts of questions because this guy's a multiple-time world champion.
Yeah, who's
he? Oh, I know who Quick Cal is. I shoot in his program.
I've known Cal for 26 years. Yeah.
Good guy, real good shooter.
He used to be a cowboy action shooter also.
Yep.
I mean, he's been Quick Cal and with the fast draw forever, but he stopped shooting. Oh, boy, I haven't seen him in at least 10 years.
Well, he's still interested. He reached out to the show and asked about being on it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I'd love to have him on.
Let's get him on.
Yeah. Who was the other one?
Lassiter. Lassiter's a multiple-time world champion.
That's true. I have no problem with having it.
That'd be fun to have. Again, another discipline, fun to talk about. But all the questions like that, that's a real good inside question.
Yeah. As far as a longer one, I don't think it would work out the way you're thinking. I think, honestly, it's always the simplest solution, more practice.
Honestly.
It's more practice, more just work. You know, how do you get to Broadway?
Practice.
Well,
right.
Patchum, you've been doing this for a long while. Like, say, competitively, where do you sit?
Yeah, what's your good time?
Right now, for me, I can do under a half a second, but I do it with the 7.5 long barrel.
Oof. So okay, well.
Already.
You got a hacksaw?
Yeah, there's the first thing you might want to think
about. You're looking for, because you're talking about real milliseconds, which matter.
Yeah, and again, like everything, gun related as far as competition, there are going to be stipulations and rules, and you know, you can have to have a certain length barrel, you have to have a certain length hammer, your hammer pull, trigger pull can only be so much, and so on. So you were talking about a longer hammer too, or were you just talking about the firing
pin? No, sorry, I misspoke. I meant the firing pin,
just
the longer firing
yeah.
pin, but yeah. that does not sound like it's a good idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it was. On top of which, when you lengthen it, it's going to put it coming down at a little bit of a different angle, and you know, you may be piercing through the top as opposed to the center.
Unreliable ignition, and yeah. the idea of the hammer yeah. sticking in a primer.
Mm, yeah, which I've had that happen with some old ammo and a regular hammer, and it's a pain. I mean, all kinds of terrible things can happen when that does. So
I'd be pretty tempted to go to a 4 3/4 barrel.
Yeah, go to a 4 3/4 barrel and maybe play with your mainspring just a little bit. Maybe just make it a tiny bit stronger so that hammer
it'll
snaps.
Accelerate the hammer faster.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of the mainspring, but I'm going to stick with the 7.5 because I'm a shootist. So, but we have categories.
Got it.
Got
yep.
So. Okay. Well,
it worked for Matt Dillon.
Yeah, and that's why I shoot classic cowboy. Same reason. You know, it's
that's where slower. I want to play.
Yeah, it's slower than two-handed shooting, but it just happens to be the way I like it. So there you go. Okay. Hey, Patcham, thanks for the call.
No problems.
Okay. Always great hearing from you.
Hey, you know what? We got a lady caller. Let's get to Karen in Diamond Bar. Karen, what can we do for you?
Hi there, and I want to just say I really like your show.
Thank you.
I'm a member of the CRPA.
Good
Thank
on you.
You.
And I just want to know, are there equivalent organizations in the other states? And also, particularly Arizona, now that you've added that state, would it be possible to get the person over there to kind of tell us what's going on, just to see, you know, keep us abreast of what's going on?
Well, there's a rifle and pistol association, I would imagine, in
just about any state.
Yeah, just about it. I know that New York has one because the Braun decision came
out of New York.
Yeah, it came out of New York. So I would imagine just about every state's got to have one. And that's kind of an interesting idea. You know, we've been saying this forever. We should pool together as opposed
right.
to fighting individually all over the place.
Well, when Rick was on, he did mention a...
going to Colorado.
They're going to Colorado, but there's also a website he did mention. I'm trying to... It's two-way LC, I think, or
it's
CL.
Second Amendment.
Second
yeah.
Amendment. And I think they are the nationwide
clearinghouse
search engine for your local... So if you go back, if I can find it back in here, I'll go ahead and try to mention it or post it up on one of the links. But yeah, there should be something local for you.
It's so funny though too. You look things up on the internet, and they're going to give their spin.
Oh.
I want to hear it from the gun lover side.
Well, oh, absolutely. So that yeah, and you know, Rick wouldn't proclaim
yeah,
anything that
yeah.
wasn't. So yeah, I'd like to go and find
CRPA
that for
is
you.
A good resource, though.
Yeah, they'll probably be able to direct you somewhere
okay.
from there.
Okay.
Yeah. So
they said
so,
you can contact him directly.
Yeah. CRPA.org.
/contact.
I also thought maybe it'd be nice to know kind of where we compare California versus Arizona. It would probably be of interest to your Arizona crowd as well.
Very likely.
Absolutely.
And I believe California is rated the worst state in the union as far as firearms.
Yay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Woo,
no woo. Surprise there.
Oh,
no.
Well, I
and,
think Hawaii is coming
like
close.
Like I say, too. Every week, liberalism or leftism or wokeism, whatever you want to call this, it's a mental disorder, and it's spreading.
It's mm-hmm. like a fungus.
And if, you know, we don't stop it here, everything that's happening, I mean, this zombie bill, as we've been calling it for years, because it kept getting killed and kept coming back, now it's going to Colorado. So all my friends in Colorado, Phantom,
yep.
you know, this is a friend of ours that's got a gun shop over there in Colorado.
Left California.
Yeah, left here to go be there, and now he's going to be dealing with the same stuff we're already dealing with. So
the shadow of California falls
yeah,
on all
Yeah,
states,
so,
man.
You know, stop throwing rocks at us from behind our backs, folks. Get out here and help us.
We're punching.
Yep. Okay, anyway, Karen, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Take
Absolutely.
Care. Absolutely. Okay. You know, I think we got just enough time. I like this call. This is Ron from Glendale. Ron, what can we do for you?
Hey, good evening, Gunslinger guys. Really, really, really love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Love hey, I was calling to say I've been on your website, watch your website, and on a daily basis. When are we going to expect to see the
The itinerary or the inventory next, for your May 18th show.
Next catalog. We put it up just about 1 month prior. We've tried, great. You know, we could literally put it up this week if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But if you put it up too early, people forget and then they stop bidding. Yeah. And so we found that right around 30 days prior. So May 19th is the next one. So about April 19th, right in there.
Fantastic. Well, I'm pumped. I want to check that out. By the way, I was at your last auction, first time auction guy. I went down and checked it out. What a great experience that was.
Thank you.
Ended up picking up a couple of items. Yeah. I could have certainly bought many, many more because there were so many neat things. But I just got to say, what a great experience that was. The paperwork and, you know, I've bought and, you know, purchased multiple firearms and other vendors, and you got to wait there for 30, 40 minutes in line like you're getting a deli sandwich, you know. But I got to tell you, I came in, and I mean, it was so seamless and such a wonderful. I mean, I literally was maybe in your shop to pick up for maybe 15 minutes, if that could have stayed longer and talked, but what a seamless experience. Yeah, it's a great show. I'm looking forward. I'll be at your next one in May and saving up some shekels so I can make some new purchases.
There you go.
Can't wait to
see
you.
We approve all of that.
Thank you, sir. And yeah, that
be sure to say hi.
Right on. Love your show, guys.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, that was a nice phone call.
That was real nice.
This is, but in fairness, you've been doing the auctions for how many years now?
Over 20.
Over 20 years, and this is a refined, polished act. I mean, there's no question about it.
Couldn't agree more.
Honed to a fine point.
Or something like that. All right, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
I think I'm getting tired.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Yeah. Phone calls, call us.
I'm in way over my head. Now she thinks that I love her.
Hey, Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shops here. If you want to buy, sell, or trade a firearm, come to GunslingerAuctions.com to learn how. We've got fantastic selections on pistols, rifles, high-tech, and military firearms, plus skeet, trap, holsters, ammo by the box, reloading supplies, laser sights, and all the extras you need. If you have a gun collection and you'd like to sell for a big profit, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Our staff has decades of experience in appraisals, consignments, antiques, and more, with honesty and unmatched customer service. Our next auction is on May 19th, where you can bid on over 700 outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles, in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. So if you're buying, selling, or trading a firearm or entire collection, go to GunslingerAuctions.com or give me a call, 714-939-1172. To learn more about our huge gun auction May 19th, go to Gunslinger Auctions. GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com.
We come on the sloop, John B.
One of my favorite songs.
Grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did run. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke up. I want to go home.
All
bring
right.
It in.
Yeah, well, so, and of course, we always end the show with a Beach Boys song, and that is for Leo. All right. Okay, we got, we're in our last segment already.
It's
you believe this?
The fastest 2 hours on radio, baby.
It used to be the fastest hour. And I don't know, how did we ever do this for an hour?
How do we squeeze all this show into 1 hour?
We kept saying, this has got to be bigger. It was like a box we were busted to get out of.
Apparently.
Well,
so.
I know you're dying to talk about the new Ruger 45 LC carbine.
Yeah, well,
so close, you guys.
Out at End of Trail, where we were last week, Ruger had a big display, and I grilled those guys, and I kept telling them, look, I'm Gunslinger Auctions. We get the Marlin Camp 9 in.
And they go nuts.
And they sell nicely. They get $700-$900 pretty much regularly. But if we get a Camp 45 in, Katie bar the door because it's going over $2,000 every time. And their eyes all just went ping, ping, ping. And it's like, it's
a
grand.
Listen to the ground once in a while.
This isn't a home run, guys. This is a grand slam.
Oh,
you make that PC 9 a PC 45, and you got a shooter, man.
Oh, man.
And with that direct blowback design,
there's
a guy in there. Somewhere in your engineering staff who knows how to do the engineering, put the metal together. Come on.
Come on.
I'm I1.
Let's get to Craig in Anaheim. Craig, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, Gunslingers, how you doing?
Thank you, sir.
Good evening.
What can we do for you?
With the Colt Forum on the internet, and mostly single action armies because of cowboy shooting, because I'm Big Jake 1001.
Right.
Hey, there's a guy who died, had a big gun collection. His son, who's an accountant, knows nothing about guns, so he's constantly posting pictures and asking questions of what these guns are worth. Well, he's got two left. One's an 1880 Frontier six shooter, you know, 44-40. And I'm not really interested in it, maybe, but not really too much wrong with it. But the other one is a nice Colt Bisley 1910 that was a 32-20. I don't know the barrel length, because now somebody's converted the cylinder with inserts that shoots 22 long rifle, and they put a Marlin micro groove rifle barrel turned down to fit probably 10, 11 inches long on this gun. And everybody's boohooing it, saying not worth anything. So I'm thinking about buying it, because I do have an original Colt Bisley 44 or 32-20 4 3/4 inch barrel. And the cylinder. And I'm wondering if it's a feasible thing to do.
Just
to buy something and back to factory.
Reassembling it, basically.
Done.
Yeah.
You know a guy that knows how to unscrew a barrel? Because the rest is, if you know a guy that knows how to unscrew a barrel, the rest is just dropping in parts, yeah? Of course, you'd have to line everything up.
The barrel vice. So it's just wondering if it's a feasible project. Have you ever seen a Bisley that's converted to 22 long rifle?
No, I haven't, but I've seen a lot of crazy things over the years. We got in a Smith & Wesson number 3 that had been converted to 22, and fully engraved and gold inlaid with a smooth bore. You know what that means?
Wow.
Yeah, this means that this was a trick shooting gun that likely shot.
You could use a rat shot in it,
yeah, to shoot things a little easier when in shooting in front of a crowd. I ended up, that came from a really cool collection. I'll get into that in a minute. But anyway, you know, if you get the right price on it, I don't see a problem.
And you have parts.
Yeah, you've got the frame and everything. You put it back to original. It deserves it.
No collector value as is. Mm-hmm. I might even shoot it, just have fun with a 22 for a while, plinker. But I would probably convert it, and I'm, you know, it's just something I'm toying with. So
you'll need to do a little bit of gunsmithing to get the timing right if you're going to shoot it.
It bothers me a lot that somebody's doing this selling them this away. Bring them to, you know, you don't have to bring them to me, but bring them to an accredited auction house and get the real money. Folks, when you bring something to an auction, you and the auction house become partners.
Yes.
And the more you make, the more they make. So it behooves them to try and get as much money as possible for that stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think he's just going to sell it through, what is it? One of those gun auction places, the big one that you see all the time.
Yeah.
I even forget the name of it because I don't buy anything off of it.
Yeah, understood. Okay, well, this isn't our old friend's collection, is it?
No.
Oh, good. No. Okay.
No.
All right.
It's something that I just saw on the Colt Forum. It was probably, you know, 50, 60 guns, but now they're down to two left, and he said he's just going to put them on gunauctions.com or something like that.
Yeah.
And I thought if they would sell it to me personally, I would buy it. If I have to go on to the auction to bid, I mean, I might get it even cheaper there. It draws no interest.
Yeah.
That would save me money.
It's been bubbed pretty bad.
That's bubbed.
All right. Hey, Craig, thanks for calling.
Thanks, and
let me know on that collection whenever that gets worked out.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Talk to you later.
Yeah,
okay.
When you go through an auction, you're actually finding people looking for it, not just people stumbling upon it.
Yeah. I'll give you a quick for instance. A couple of guys come in yesterday and a pot passed, and they had decided to sell. And, you know, what happens is the friends come over. Well, you know, your husband promised to sell me this gun.
Boy.
And yeah. Well, you know, it's all a piece of junk. I told him I'd give him 200. He said, oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, the poor wife goes, okay, if he, that's what. And then she sells the Colt Python for $200. Right. And
let me take it off your hands.
Yeah, this happens so often. What I tell them when they call me is, you know, if you've got people or family or stuff and you're afraid and you don't, you know, here's what you do. Get them into us and then tell them they're in the auction. Feel free to bid along with everybody else.
Right.
If you're willing to pay a fair price for them, like you just said, you're willing to go with the auction and try and get them that away.
I really like that.
Yeah.
And it's as transparent as can be. You can see the whole process the whole way.
Our number one rule is we take care of widows as absolutely best as possible.
Yep.
That's been since day one, and it's not that is never going to change. Oh, man.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, we got a few minutes left, but holy cow.
Wow, fastest 2 hours, folks.
Yeah, and again, May 19th, guys, it's right around the corner. And if you've got stuff, you're okay, this is my week. Tomorrow, I'm heading out to Encino and picking up a collection. I started to talk about the two guys that brought in. I'll finish this real fast. So the two guys come in, and they'd been selling guns for like 4 years because there was about 200 to begin with. They came in with 25, and you talk about just picked through. And then, you know, they came in and you know, they were hoping to get this large amount for them. And it's just like, guys.
Realistic expectation.
Yeah. You know, it's that's just not going to happen for you. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's just not. And you know, because you guys got picked over, you know. And you when you take a large collection into any place, you know, your best stuff is going to get sold. And it will sell fairly quick. Problem is you're always going to have some.
Couple of high point carbines.
Yeah. And
some leftovers.
Yeah. And those things will sit for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm not kidding, years. Before COVID, at the Glendora store, we had over 500 guns in stock. And we had guns in there that we had had for since probably our sixth month of being open. You know, the ever famous Marlin goose gun, which is a bolt action 12 gauge with a 42 inch barrel. Yeah,
that was bananas.
Yeah, or as I call it, the satellite shooter. Yeah. And this thing is such a dog, but it sold. We got down. We went from over 500 in stock to, I think.
We had one pistol left at one time, and then that got sold out. And then we had, I think, three long guns left.
Yeah, that were just the bottom of the barrel. Barkers.
Not even the bottom of the barrel. Yeah. It's what you stack the barrel on top of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you melt them down and make them into something else. Uh-huh. But anyway, and they ended up, we at one point had absolutely nothing left.
Yeah. Nope.
And you know, every day we were getting
a weird time, man.
Oh man. As good as it was for my pocketbook, I don't ever want to see it like that again. That was horrifying because of some of the people that were coming in. And
just seeing the fear in people's eyes in that way, it was just
4'10", 60-year-old woman looking at a Sig Sauer 1911.
Uh-huh. Right? Because the Lithuanian nun looking at SKSs and insisting that have the bayonet.
Yes, right.
I hope to never see anything like that again. Yeah. That was unbelievable. A line around the building 1.5 times for weeks.
For weeks.
And we would get Galen to go outside and like, you know, what are you looking for? We don't have it. What are you looking for? No, we're out. What are you looking for?
Yeah,
try and get people.
I'm just here for ammo.
Yeah. And that was right when that stupid ammo law hit.
Yep.
And we had that stack. It was 20 feet long and 6 feet tall of ammo waiting for this stupid ammo bill.
The ammo check.
Yeah, the ammo
bill. Two things real quick. I want to nail these things down. Number one, with the auction coming up, is it okay if you just – I know the album, the photo album won't be out until a month before, but you can drop a periodic hint of some of the coming attractions.
We are in the middle of putting everything for May auction out on the floor. So there won't be anything put out. Everything will be out in racks or out in the display cases.
So you'll have access to all of that information. Which is very, very cool.
Yeah, come on down. No,
I don't remember what the other thing was.
I get that all the time. Yeah.
Really glad to be here. Why am I holding these oranges?
Yeah, that's me. I get up and go into the bathroom. I was like, well, what was I going to do?
especially on the way to the bathroom.
I was going to say kitchen, but that's an easy one. I have no idea what I was going to do in that kitchen.
Well, before we go out, I just want to make sure that we thank everyone on all of our streams on Rumble,
coming
YouTube,
alive,
and Facebook Live. you guys, thank you guys for being there and all your comments. Please make sure that you share this with your friends. Drop a like on any of those streams. But no, thank you guys. You guys are the best audience in the
Tell
world.
Tell everybody. Listen in. We'll see you guys next week with the one, the only, Leon the Motivator. And as Leon always says, folks, don't forget to smile. It's just a little curve that sets everything straight. All right. Thanks, Leon. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Everybody. Love you guys. God bless you.
Tell me,
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.